First, I take it you're happy you're coming back.
Oh, of course. You know, this is a tremendous place to play. And I think, you know, it was always a dream of mine to be a Cub at one point in my career. And, you know, to finally get an opportunity to be able to do it for a whole year. You know, you get a taste of it, and especially in this sort of atmosphere, the playoff atmosphere from that second half after getting traded, you really get to see the excitement from this city and with this team. It's a special team to be a part of. So now to actually get a full year, a full season here, I'm really, really excited to do what I can do and help this team win ball games, because there's a lot of tremendous talent here, and there's a big goal in knowing that we have an opportunity to win. It's just to actually go out there and do so.
So you would say, I mean, from people you've talked to and whatnot through the offseason, there's a little more of a hunger to really make a push forward.
Well, you have to. I think, you know, when you play the game long enough, I've been on a few teams where we've had, you know, opportunities, and then, you know, they pass you by. There's very small windows in a organization standpoint where you can put together a good run for a couple years. And sometimes it does end. It could either end sooner than you expected, or you can stretch it out and make the best of it. And I think this team is right in that middle. So, you know, it's the powerhouse that they've created. And to be a part of it is you know, a blessing. So it's just a matter of being able to go out there and do what I can, because there has to be. You know, there's an edge. Anytime you lose a game that we lost, you get an edge. And I think that helps.
You think the little extra off season will be enough for you, maybe to give you that kind of sustaining energy, where maybe you can make 25, 30 starts and, you know, maybe not feel fatigued or anything like that?
I don't know. I haven't been fatigued in a long time. I've been able to make 30-plus starts almost every year. I think, you know, 2 years ago was probably the only injury I've had that, you know, lasted longer than a month. So I've always trained to pitch in November, and that's always been the mentality, and that's always what I'll train to do until I guess they tell me I'm not going to do it any longer. But it's to pitch in the postseason, and it's to accumulate the 230, 250 innings that you would get after a successful World Series championship run. So, you know, that's the mentality that I have when I train, and that's what I'm going to here to do.
Now, I know Theo has made the point a couple of times in this offseason. Pieces are already here. It's not like you guys needed all kinds of radical moves to try to get you over the top. I take it you'd go along with it.
Well, of course. I mean, to finally get a full season, I know, with Darvish and obviously a healthy Chris, and, you know, to get Brandon back. I mean, those guys are huge upgrades. You know, obviously it didn't go well last year, you know, but I know they were chomping at the bit to be a part of it. It's just sometimes injuries, you just can't help that sometimes. So I think they're pretty excited to be able to show everybody what they're capable of doing for a full season, to get back to what they're capable of doing, what they're used to seeing. And that's going to be the upgrade in itself right there.